is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 20th of July, 2016. It was on this date, 1969, Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon. Neil Armstrong was the first because he was closest to the door of the lunar module, which had landed there in the Sea of Tranquility. They looked out, they saw the Earth, tiny blue orb in the sky. Neil Armstrong died 4 years ago. Buzz Aldrin is 86, lives in Montclair, New Jersey. It was on this day in 1869, Mark Twain published his second book, Innocence Abroad. It was his best-selling book during his lifetime, his travel book. He had persuaded a San Francisco newspaper to send him to Europe and to the Holy Land. It's the birthday of Cormac McCarthy, author of Blood Meridian and No Country for Old Men, born in Rhode Island, 1933, raised in Knoxville, Tennessee, where his father was a lawyer for the Tennessee Valley Authority. He went to college. He joined the Air Force. He fell in love with the writing of William Faulkner and Herman Melville, started writing stories in homage to theirs. His first novel, The Orchard Keeper, was bought by Faulkner's longtime editor, Albert Erskine, at Random House. McCarthy sailed to Ireland, met a dancer on the ocean liner, married her in England. Eventually, they divorced. He wound up broke in El Paso, living in a motel, wandered around, kept writing, stopped drinking, won a MacArthur grant, which he lived on, while he wrote Blood Meridian, a western set in Texas in the 1840s. And 7 years later, his first bestseller, All the Pretty Horses. Cormac McCarthy wrote for years on an Olivetti typewriter, which he purchased in a pawn shop in Knoxville for $50, and which was sold at auction in 2009 for almost $250,000, the proceeds going to the Santa Fe Institute, where he is a writer in residence. And it's the birthday of the poet Francesco Petrarca, better known as Petrarch, born 1304 in Arezzo in Tuscany, who wrote 316 sonnets about his unrequited love of a woman known as Laura, who died in the plague year 1348. And Petrarch wrote, "She ruled in beauty o'er this heart of mine, a noble lady in a humble home, and now her time for heavenly bliss has come. 'Tis I, immortal proved, and she divine." Here's a poem for today by Sally Fisher, entitled Here in the Psalm. I am a sheep, and I like it, because the grass I lie down in feels good, and the still waters are restful, and right there if I'm thirsty. And though some valleys are very chilly, there is a long rod that prods me, so I direct my hooves the right way. Though today I'm trying hard to sit at a table because it's expected, required, really, and my enemies, it turns out I have enemies, are watching me eat and spill my drink, but I don't worry because all my enemies do is watch, and I know I'm safe if I will just do my best as I sit on this chair that wobbles a bit in the grass on the side of a hill. A poem by Sally Fisher, Here in the Psalm, from her collection Good Question, published by Bright Hill Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.